want to continue this morning. I want to talk to you this morning about the gift. Say it with me, the gift. Christmas is a time of Christmas shopping. Who's done some Christmas shopping recently? Come on, just a few of you. I'm sure all of us have done some Christmas. Even I've done some Christmas shopping. And I'm kind of thankful for online stuff as well this year. That kind of helps as well. And there's present hunting. There's all sorts of things that happen. And it can be a challenge getting the right gift for the right person. Especially if you do not have anything in mind before visiting to the shops. I can't do this kind of shopping. Actually, I prefer not to do any, but I have to do some. But I have to know what to buy. If I go into the shops, it's just a disaster for me. I have no idea what I'm doing. See, if your love language is gifts, who loves to receive and give gifts here? There's quite a few of you, I know. You just love giving gifts and receiving gifts. It doesn't matter. You just love this time of year. I've been married for 25 years. Yeah. And the first few years, I hope there's some more husbands out there like me, I found it particularly hard to find the right gift for my wife. I would buy things of a more practical nature for the family rather than for her. And since I like food for presents, normally it was some sort of kitchen appliance. I remember one year I bought Andrea a fry pan for Christmas. She nearly whacked me over the head with it. Another year a cake mixer. Another a juicer. I was a bit slow. But I did learn that there's criteria to buying gifts. And I'd like to share those with you today. The first one is the personal gift. I want to make sure the gift for Andrea will be personal. I want to find something that she can really appreciate. And these days I've stopped buying what I want. I think by now, after 25 years, I know what she likes. It can be quite disheartening to receive a present that does not have that personal touch. And one of the greatest gifts that we can receive, especially at Christmas time, is a revelation and the realization that God knows each one of us personally. And wants us, He wants to know us personally as well. I have this scripture for you this morning. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit. How I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watch me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. And when you stop to think about it, it's kind of a mind-blowing thought. God knows us intimately. He is not an abstract or mystical being or some sort of higher power. Instead, He relates to us on our level. He couldn't possibly have made Himself bigger to impress us, so instead He made Himself smaller to get alongside, born in a homeless shelter. This year, in the church office, our staff have had the privilege of having little Logan Wilkinson. Well, he was little. He's grown up a little bit. He's now starting to walk, little Logan. But earlier in the year, he was quite a baby. Well, was a baby. And I remember actually putting my hand, and he'd grab as hard as he could on my finger. And it's been a while. My kids are grown up, you know. And it's actually quite a heartwarming thing. The touch of a little baby. And Christmas is the powerful grip of a tiny hand reaching from a bed of straw. It is a love tugging our hearts back to God. And this is the intimate, personal nature of Christmas. God gave us His Son for our sake. However, God's gift to us wasn't a one-off ended with when Jesus died for our sins. And the Bible tells us that Jesus rose from the dead 3 days later and opened the way for us to live forevermore. And when he returned to heaven, he sent God's Spirit to live with anyone who would receive him, so that everlasting life could begin now, not just when we get to heaven. One of Jesus' titles is Emmanuel, God with us. And for all who choose to make room for him at the inn of their heart, Jesus has become a gift that could not be more personal. Secondly, there's a practical gift. When I buy a gift for Andrea, I want it to be practical. Andrea, if you're not sure, she's my wife. The 25 years, that was because we're married, just in case. And most of us end up receiving at least one or two presents each year that are as much use as a chocolate teapot. And Santa might bring us what we deserve. God, however, delivers something we don't deserve. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. God's practical gift to us is forgiveness. God's forgiven us. In the run-up to Christmas, we may spruce up our homes. We may spruce up our clothes. We may even get a quick gym membership to try and lose a little bit of weight. But Jesus is more concerned about what's on the inside. Blessed are the pure in heart, he said, for they will see God. And his practical gift is to cleanse our hearts. This changes us from the inside out, transforming our attitudes and our actions. Jesus can do that. I don't know if you've noticed, but we can try really hard on our own, but it's not quite possible. That's why he's become Lord of our life. And he wants to be your Lord if you don't know him today. However, we must want the gift in order to receive it. Who's looking forward to receiving at least one present this year? Most of us do. And we need to pray with the psalmist who said, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." I will give you an opportunity today to do this with me. Before we finish our service this morning, I would love to pray with you. I'm going to give an opportunity later in my message. You say, would you like to come and join me and pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus as Lord of your life? You see, the three wise dudes, they were looking for Jesus, and really, it's quite simple. He's come to earth. All we need to do is reach out to him. Are we hungry for what God has to offer us? Jesus was born in Bethlehem, which literally means the house of bread. Later in his life, he spoke about himself saying, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Bread satisfies and strengthens. And Jesus came in the world to satisfy and strengthen us all. But this isn't, as we've already seen, a gift to be received passively. It is a practical by its nature. And when we receive Jesus, we also receive his Spirit, which helps us to live a brand new life with love, joy, peace, gentleness, patience, self-control, and humility. Thirdly, the permanent gift. So God's gift is personal. He gave us his Son, and God's gift is practical because it helps us to cleanse our lives, satisfying and strengthening us. But when I give a gift to Andrea, I also want, if possible, to give something permanent of a lasting nature, of value that she will be able to treasure beyond Christmas Day. See, God's gift to us is permanent. It's not perishable. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God, our Heavenly Father, knows that we're all in danger. We're at risk of spending eternity separated from him. And that's why God sent his son for us. He said, "Truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life." Life without Christ is a hopeless end, but life with Christ is endless hope. Fourthly, the purchased gift. So God's gift is personal. It's practical and it's permanent. But when I find a gift for Andrea, I also like to purchase it before I walk out of the shop. I heard that. God's gift to us was likewise purchased. It didn't come for free. In fact, it came at a huge cost, and we should not cheapen it by discarding it lightly. God gave us his only son. We couldn't save ourselves, so Jesus came to rescue us. Jesus rescued us by purchasing forgiveness when he died on the cross. The Bible says he is atoning sacrifice for our sins. This is a startling truth of the gospel. Jesus Christ has purchased our redemption. We now have to receive that gift for ourselves. Acknowledging that there's nothing more we can do to attain God's forgiveness than accepting it through what Christ has done. He came into this world a perfect man so that we could receive him as Lord of our life. We, as good as we are, we're not perfect. We can never be. So God sent his one and only Son. He purchased our gift by allowing the Son to grow up and die on the cross on our behalf. We are saved by having faith in Jesus to rescue us, not by doing good works. No matter how many good works you do, the Bible says that you must receive Jesus as Lord of your life. And God spent everything he had on us, and the gift is one that we shouldn't want to exchange for anything else. God doesn't force himself upon anyone. He offers his gift, but he won't make you take it. He's already reached out through the life and death of his son. It is up to us to make the next move. Will you make the next move this morning? If you're away from God, maybe you've been in church for some time, but make the next move. God has a gift for you. It's a personal gift. He's with us. He came into the manger to relate to every single person, no matter your status. He is the Son of God. Secondly, he has given us a practical gift. If you could just stay quiet in the auditorium now, that'd be fantastic. Just a couple more minutes. God has given us a practical gift. He cleanses our hearts and changes us from the inside out, but we must want the gift in order to receive it. He helps us to live a brand new kind of life with love, with joy, with peace, with gentleness, with patience, with self-control, with humility. I don't know about you, but I need all of those things, and I can't do them on my own. I need a Savior. So he's given us a personal gift. He's given us a practical gift. And God has given us a permanent gift. It's personal, practical, and it's permanent. Something of lasting value that we will treasure way beyond Christmas. It's not just for one day. It's not just an experience or a simple pleasure. It's a lifelong relationship with the Son of God. Life without Christ is a hopeless end. Life with Christ is an endless hope. And God's gift is personal, practical, permanent, and purchased. It didn't come for free. In fact, it came at a huge cost. Can we just stand to our feet just for a moment this morning? I said earlier that I'd like to pray. I'm going to give you an opportunity to pray with me in a moment. But before we do that, I would like every person just to bow their heads and close their eyes and recognize the personal gift that Jesus has made on our behalf. The practical gift that he's able to cleanse our hearts. We can't do that on our own. It's a permanent gift. It's personal, practical, and it's permanent. Something of lasting value that we can treasure. He wants to come and have relationship with us. Life without Christ is hopeless end. Life with Christ is an endless hope. Lastly, it's a purchase gift. It didn't come for free. In fact, it came at a huge cost, and we should not cheapen it by discarding it lightly. This morning, will you accept what Jesus has done for you? Came into this world as a perfect human being so that we can live a full life, and so that we can live not only in this life but live with him, in relationship with him forevermore. God gave us his only son. Jesus Christ has purchased our redemption. He purchased our forgiveness on the cross. Will you accept this morning what Christ has done for you already? That's what we celebrate. That's what we get so impassioned about. That's why we can yell and scream and shout like we were at the football, because Jesus is alive. The gift is one that we should not exchange for anything else. We should not exchange it for some sort of mystery God or some sort of other activity that takes our eyes off the hope of the world. For God has come to set you and I free, the Bible says. He's come to turn our eyes, and so we need to accept Christ and what he has done. From the very beginning, he came that he may relate with you and I. He has been able to make the connection once again, because he's a human being, yet still the Son of God. That's how much love he has for you and for me. Will you not leave this auditorium this morning before you've said, I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior? I'm away from God. I used to know him personally, but today I will return back to my God. I want to receive him afresh this morning. I know he's for me. And on the count of three, if you want to receive Jesus as the Lord and Savior, if you want to return back to God this morning and have him in that relationship with him, have him as a permanent gift for your life. He's purchased. He's paid the price. All you need to do is say, yes, I want to receive. And if that's you, on the count of three, pop up your hand and I'll see it, and you can pop it down again. One, two, three.